Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can download our podcast and support documents and links. This is an educational, grassroots program designed to restore the Republic and placing the general government, or what many refer to as the federal government, back into the constitutional framework and scope of the Constitution. If you cannot listen to the entire show today, don't forget it is rebroadcasted on Saturdays at 1 p.m. and it's even rebroadcasted on Sundays at 9 p.m. So you have two more shots to hear the rest of the story, though I'm not Paul Harvey. In an educational show, I try to give you the facts and the details regarding our founders and the truth and reality regarding our hybrid constitutional republic. And so what you need to do is you need to download the podcast. If you do not listen to the show on a regular basis, and the podcasts are out on a website that you're not even tracked, if you get them from my reclaimingtherepublic.org, but you need to stay abreast with this content as it dovetails together, because I'm literally spelling out the necessary facts that you need. And as a matter of fact, on my national show, I kind of go through all those bullets, and I'll talk about that later. But there's plenty of content that I'm providing that you should be able to start stitching together a very clear and comprehensive understanding on the power that the states have regarding the Constitution and how we can reclaim the Republic. So don't forget, these podcasts are on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, so you can stay informed and get involved and help reclaim the Republic. Local announcements, the Republican Coffee Club at 7 in the morning this Friday will be hosting Mayor Rod Higgins. And so if you've got some concerns or questions regarding Spokane Valley, then I think that you would want to be there. Next week, it'll be Art Witten from the Spokane Home Builders Association. And these meetings are every Friday, 7 a.m. at Something Else Deli at 152 South Sherman. And it's kind of on the northwest corner of Sherman. The admission is $5, which gets you a coffee and pastry and sandwiches and so forth are available for purchase as well. Northwest Grassroots today has a very special event. So I always say this, if you're going home, you're going in the wrong direction. This is a really big one. If you want to know what happened in Vegas with that shooter and the details, they're actually going to be playing the facts for you. They have a person that went down there and captured and video logged and all of this. And as a matter of fact, I believe that person actually graduated from Eastern Washington University. So you'll probably want to go and kind of get the inside story, because you're not getting it from the news and the media. This is why I can't emphasize enough how important it is for supporting the Northwest Grassroots with some of the content that they provide. They keep you abreast with all the local issues, and they're really here to provide an incredible service for the community at large and the community specifically. So that is tonight. Make sure you get down there. I think they start gathering at about 5:30. So you've got about an hour and a half to get down there. And I think the show starts at around 6. I think they have an open mic. And that is another thing that is just priceless. They have an open mic. So if you need to make an announcement for the community and want people to hear or understand or know what's going on, then that is a great opportunity once a month to be able to connect with them and other good patriots and like-minded people. Last week on my national show, I kind of led to this about a few minutes ago at the very beginning. I went through the bullets of my irrefutable argument for Republic Review. And I also provided the bullets for the model for Republic Review. And so I would recommend you going to the Republic, ReclaimingTheRepublic.org website, go to my Red State Talk Radio podcast page and download those podcasts. Well, except for Monday. That was a kind of an outlier day. So everything was available from Tuesday through, even though it's up there, that definitely was an outlier day. I had a technical difficulty, but Anyway, long story short, what you want to do is you want to get those bullets from last week's show. It's incredible content, and you can't buy that stuff, I'm telling you. I don't know how to say this. I know I've been railing on this, and I need your help. I'm looking to get business leaders together in a few meetings to talk about working together and supporting the community and good constitutional candidates and taking back Spokane. Why? We have to, as I said before, we've got to start countering the progressive groups like the Fuse, Better Spokane, Antifa Resist, and so forth. We have to stop allowing other people that don't live here or other people that aren't a part of this community or globalists or what have you, trying to buy influence, even the local people trying to buy influence. We should not be allowing anybody buying our government to serve them. Our government is supposed to be supporting us with good government and providing less regulations and more liberty and fighting tyranny from the state and fighting tyranny from the federal government instead of giving favors and so forth. So before I go too far on this, I'm going to finish up with Tony Keepy. I think you can see from Tony Keepy's, Mike Munch's, and Ed Pace's interviews already, and in talking to Tim Benn before and having him on, I think you can start to see just how divided we are, the so-called conservatives in this area, and how it is actually affecting you in a sundry of ways. If you really think about it, they are affecting your ability to traverse the area because of this traffic calm, because they've allowed the progressives to get seated and rooted into government. And they're now affecting how you can travel around in your community. And it's not like it's a safe thing. The whole point, and go back to that DOT website when I talked about that, download my podcast. They are trying to change your behavior to get you out of your car. It is unacceptable for you to be driving and listening to the show. Well, that's a huge bonus for them. If they get you into buses, you're no longer listening to the free airwaves of talk radio or what have you. We need your voice. I need your voice. I need your voice and your disdain with those who are trying to manage agendas in the party and in the office. This is the only way we're going to get the real change that we need. So if you're tired of those who are buying access to government and favors, then I'm asking you to get involved by considering becoming a PCO, especially if you're seeking to center the party and our government on the Constitution. I will just say this, that when we do come back, because the next two segments, again, like I said, are going to be Tony Keepy and my interview. And I think you're going to find this very good, this fascinating stuff, because the fact that Mike Munch actually laid it out there, and Tony Keepy's doing the exact same thing. It's really important that you understand who these players are, and you hear it from these guys that actually went through the race and went through the process and got, I don't want to say stabbed in the back, but they were dissed by conservatives. I would say stabbed in the back in some cases, like what Better Spokane did to Keepy. And he's going to get into all of this. And I want you to garner from all of this why it is important that we no longer try to buy influence, that we all try to buy the least amount of government influence in our lives as possible. That way, we all have an equal playing field to be able to start a business, to be able to compete, and to be able to make an empire right here in Spokane, an empire within the Inland Empire. The other thing I wanted to mention is I'm going to be having a poller or an observer at the polls, or not at the polls, but at the election place, where they count the ballots and so forth, whether that's the county. I don't know where it is in Spokane, but I do know that she has about 10 years of experience and insight. So look forward to that interview coming up in the next couple of weeks. So again, I'm at a hard break, And so when we come back, it'll be Tony Keepy for the next two segments. And then I'm going to talk about corporations and the unconstitutionality of government corporations. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Hey folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you.
Nonpartisan. Let me welcome you back before I get into this rant. And actually, I know I talked about this with Mike Munch because he pointed out that these are nonpartisan races. And to me, that is just laughable. There's no such thing as a nonpartisan position. There's partisan in everything. There's partisanship in marriage. There's partisanship in parenting. There's partisanship in every aspect of our lives. And so when people try to make these positions nonpartisan, what they're trying to do is create a facade to keep people from really understanding what the issues are at hand. And so I have no idea why they're doing this, other than they're trying to obfuscate the fact that there are people that are that they want to get entrenched into the city council that basically creates socialism. And that's why you see this city kowtowing and model coddling, the homeless. I mean, I remember reading this trash about trying to eradicate homelessness here in Spokane. You want to eradicate homelessness, then get rid of the shelters. If you want to, the only way you can actually get people to become truly participating members of society and productive members of society, you have to turn this back over to religious organizations.
Absolutely.
And give it, get government out of it. Get the way leaders, the ministers, and those types of people into these homes, and basically get these people to get their lives right, or into the streets and get their lives right, and say, you know what, as soon as you're willing to quit drugs, as soon as you're willing to, you know, make something out of your life, we're here to help you. You know, but if you need something to eat, then come to our kitchen. We'll give you something. You know, there's the compassionate service, but there has to be a plan forward to making these people self-sufficient. And if you don't have that, then all you've done is you've just created a small little base of electors that are going to basically vote in for people that are going to, you know, next thing you know, they're going to want to be entitled to be up in the penthouses of the Davenport. You know, why put us up in these shabby little, you know, concrete shacks over here? Put us up in the Davenport. We'll vote for you then. And that's what they're doing, is they're buying votes by trying to bring these people in and make them subjugated to them. And this is an insidious path we're going down. Getting back to the Republican Party and the fact that the Democrats had no compunction, no reservations whatsoever of endorsing and supporting their candidates, why is it that the Republicans, is this some policy that their hands are tied?
Our bylaws.
So they have within their bylaws that they cannot support and why? So why is that in their bylaws, and why haven't they fixed that? Because bottom line, that may have been something that they put in their bylaws when this was really dominated by Republicans and conservatives. But now that it's no longer dominated, and we really need to get that support out there, because I can understand it. If you've got six and the only people running are Republicans, then you want to wait till after the primary to save some money. But nowadays, you can't do that. I mean, you need to help, you know, the best person that you think is the most conservative and constitutional, get that person's support. Get the PCOs out there. Get the district leaders out there supporting you that are in that district, right?
Absolutely.
That's what you need. And you need to mobilize the forces, the ground truth, right? Get those ground troop and the grassroots leaders. And are there any other grassroots other than the party within the district or in the city at all?
Talk about like Northwest Grassroots?
Well, there's Northwest Grassroots, but that's more of a – I think that's more of an organization, because they don't have members. They don't have a membership. I'd love to see –
That's the best educational meeting to go to every month.
And I plug that here. Thank you so much, because I tell people that they need your support. I've mentioned to them before that they should have membership, because I would be willing to pay a membership. And then when they have events like they're going to have –
Friday night.
Friday night, but this will be airing, so it'll be in the past when we finally air this interview. But my point is that if you do have membership, you can reserve the front two rows or the front three rows for members, you know, that, you know, if you show up, you can sit up in those rows. And if not, then by a certain time, then it'll be open for the general seating. But giving people those types of perks, as well as the fact that they're helping pay and support. I know that I think when they create membership, it moves them into a different class of organization instead of one that basically works on charity. And so our contributions, individual voluntary contributions, vice membership. I think that there's the taxes and that type of stuff. So they make it difficult that way. But I would love to see more money going into them so that they could do more events, because I think John and Cecily are performing an invaluable service. And they did this really on their own. But anyway, we digress. Are there any type of grassroots like the GOP? Have you considered with the Libertarian Party? Have you considered with the Constitutional Party? Do they have any grassroots in your district that you could go for and get endorsements as well?
Well, the Constitutional Party meets out on Sullivan. And the Libertarian Party, I'm not familiar with them here in Spokane. They don't advertise much.
I think they meet on Sprague. And Rory Luckband has, I think, moved. He was the chair for the county. But I think Randy McGlynn is still here, and he's the state chair. And so I know Ed Pace got their endorsement, and he was able to, get some funding from them as well as maybe some other support. I think if you're a constitutional candidate, you should be willing, and I've been a champion for doing a merger without the acquisition between the parties. In other words, I think that the three conservative parties that, champion for the Constitution and constitutional values, which are the Constitutional Party, the Republican Party, and the Libertarian Party, they should be joining together, and they need to start merging and supporting these constitutional candidates. Now, it's one thing if these other two parties actually had candidates in the race, then, hold their feet to the fire if you're more constitutional than their candidate. But if, they don't have anybody and you are the most constitutional candidate, they should be endorsing you and supporting you.
Well, you'll see the party agrees on about 90%.
Yes.
But yet there's 10% that we fight over, and we make those our biggest issues versus coming together on what we all agree on, such as the Second Amendment.
Right. Yeah. So you mean the party as in the GOP?
Correct.
Right. Because I saw that. I saw that issue with the AR-15 that I just couldn't believe that they're going to even debate the issue, that they made the decision a long time ago to auction off an AR-15. And they should, if there was some unsound reason that caused them, it was an emotional thing. Yeah, let's auction off an AR-15. And then, we really didn't think that through. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with auctioning off an AR-15?
Well, my boy was 15 at the time. I was up at Green Bluff, and I had an instructor teach him how to shoot an AR-15.
Right.
He had the best time. He just grinned, so happy. He loved shooting.
Sure.
But learning how to shoot proper techniques and safety, gun safety, and being part of Scouts, we always grew up with gun safety.
Right.
I don't see the issue, but it's the emotions.
Right.
We don't want to be attacked over emotions, because we know Lisa Brown's coming after the Republican Party and coming after CMR.
Right.
We don't want this to be an issue.
But if you're
against the far left, but yet we're caving into them.
And the problem is if they're chasing us away from the Constitution, then that's a sad day. That's a very sad day that they're chasing us away from the Constitution. I have told people time and time again that as long as you use the Constitution as your sword, and as your shield, then you can't be harmed. You can't be harmed in a political stance, because if you actually find people that say, get rid of the Constitution, then you've actually basically disclosed enemies of our government. And who is our government? We the people? Interesting. So now we have found those who are against we the people. Because bottom line, that Constitution includes everybody's rights of freedom, everybody's rights of expression, rights of privacy, and all sorts of privileges and immunities, such as double jeopardy and so forth. So there's actually a couple more questions that I have. If you've got a little bit more time,
sure.
Then great. We'll be right back after another couple words of our sponsors. Please stay on the road, and we'll be back right after this. Thank you so much.
My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is the improvement of your overall health by working with a dentist like Dr. Tracy in developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program that for every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, they will give you $50 off your upcoming dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. They also have a tiered reward program. Give them a call and ask them for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem.
All right, so we are back with Tony Keepy, and I appreciate the fact that I can keepy you over. So, I'm sorry, folks. I'm just a sap for puns and so forth. But anyway, Tony.
Keepy.
Yes. Anyway, other than the fact that you were really submarined by the Michael Cathcart and the Better Spokane organization, I just think that there are too many inhibitors for conservatives to get out and get out early and really start creating a momentum. I mean, how is it that we're going to be able to create a narrative for our candidates to run on if they have to basically wait until just, you know, a little bit before the primaries in the GOP side and all of these other organizations? And so is there anything that you would like to see changed? I'm going to make you King Keepy for the moment. And what would you do?
Well, we want to find and vet our candidates well before the election. Like last year, I announced in December that I was running. We don't file till May.
Right.
So I had 5 months.
right.
campaigning before the campaign really started.
Right.
That makes a big difference than jumping in May at the last minute to run for an office.
Right, and that's a great point. As a matter of fact, I've actually brought this up on my radio show before, and I've brought this up with the Central Committee, and not this one, but other Central Committee. And I'll say this, that right now is not when you start vetting candidates. You know, right now you get what you're given because, you know, there's no time. What we need to do is at the end of November this year of the election is when we actually start vetting candidates for replacing CMR. And what I mean by that is if you're not happy, and as a matter of fact, it's not whether you're happy or not, you need to vet CMR now and you need to vet, after the election, because it's too late. It's too late to really, truly vet and nurture and develop somebody in replacing somebody so that we can have a better representative. And I'm just using CMR as an example, but you don't want to wait till this point in the game because you could be cutting your own throat. But if you do it right after the election falls, you go, okay, look at these are all the people we have in. You know, are we happy with these people? Because we need to identify who's going to replace these people now so that we can start developing them, nurturing them, and preparing them in 2 years or whenever those terms are up for these newly elected representatives so that we actually have a good replacement. What that does is it also sends a shot across the bow of the individual that just went into office and says, hey, man, they're already looking at replacing me. In other words, if you don't really act, you know, right, you give us a good reason not to replace you.
We have a backup.
There you go. Because there's nothing more motivating than knowing that your replacement is in the wings.
There should always be somebody on the bench. Ready to go.
Absolutely.
Just get the calling card. Hey, it's your turn. Let's
Absolutely.
Run.
So last year in the election, there was a lot of, you know, who's going to run? Who's going to run? And I remember talking to you about this because there was just a last-minute discovery in the other district. I think it was District 3 with Matt House and Brian Burroughs, right. And so it seemed like, you know, that was a fiasco as well because they should have known, again, 2 years out who was going to run and making sure that those people, there were commitments and you had you want these people to hit the race running. You don't want them to, you know, be getting up off the couch and, you know, oh, well, let me use the restroom first.
Well, Matthew Howells came to my kickoff meeting at David's Pizza.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know, hey, I'm fed up with what's going on.
Right.
What does it take to run? I don't want to say I want to run because I know nothing about running.
Right.
But we sat down with him. Mike Fagan met with him. Man, he was a fantastic candidate. And just he came in so late in the game, nobody knew who he was or
right.
Brian Burroughs
right.
to say, yes, we want to endorse these candidates because
right.
they were not known.
Well, it's great to know that you're actually, you're still a PCO.
I'm still PCO.
And you're not going to move into another district. You're okay. The face on Tony was like, I can't believe you asked me that question.
We're ahead of the game. We're out shopping now, so it just depends on where we move to. But
okay, so I hope I can have Matt House in and be able to talk to him about, you know,
what the Democrats did to him trying to destroy him. That was awful.
Absolutely. I would love to have him talk about that, as well as his frustrations on the fact that he even had to run again, Brian Burroughs. You know, why was there any soliciting for somebody else to come in when he had already thrown his hat and filed and so forth? It's one thing if you're so dominated by, you know, the conservative candidates that you have that kind of pickings. That's great. I think that's great to have that kind of competition. But when we have to deal with the already entrenched Democrats and the Soros machine here, then I honestly think that, you know, we have to be doing better in the vetting process. And that's why I say we got to start it 2 years out. We've got to start developing these people. And that way, these people are kind of there running. And I, you know, if anything, you're just basically telling this person, we want you to be prepared because we're sending the message to this guy that if he doesn't shape up and he's not going to, you know, start repealing some of these bad ordinances and doing these, you know, things that he should be doing per the Constitution, then, you know, he's gone and we're going to expect you to do that for them. And it, what it does do, as far as I'm concerned, is once we have a good base here, then we now actually have a good bench for our state legislatures and going up to our congressional representative as well, because that's where it comes from. You want to nurture and grow these people so that you can actually let the leaders lead. But you have to give them time to do that.
And you need to get your name out in the community and get recognized so people know who you are. But what's sad is only 25% of our registered voters take the time to mail their ballot back.
Yes.
Can you imagine if we had 50%, 75%? A ballot's in your mail. It's on your kitchen table. You don't mail it back.
Right.
We've got to work on voter turnout and get the votes back into the elections.
Right. And we have to have leaders lead instead of God makers managing.
I agree with that.
Because if a candidate is beholden to a God maker, then we do not have a leader at all. Anybody that I would say Michael McCathcart and that organization is supporting, you basically are looking at a monkey on a string. And Michael McCathcart and Better Spokane are the organ grinder.
Look what the city council just did. That basically stopped the funding from Spokane, Better Spokane, but yet the unions can still support their candidates.
Right. Yep, and I guess that bit them on the backside, didn't it? Well, we've got to fix all of that. We've got to fix all of these one-sided and all these collusions, and the only way to do that, I truly believe, is getting back to the basics, getting back to the Constitution. We got two more minutes left. Any shots? Name names?
You want to get me in trouble now?
No, I think you've done just well.
Getting myself in trouble,
Actually, so we do have 2 minutes, and this has come up twice, and I want to bring it up again. Do you believe that a Republican that is in office or a leader in the Republican Party, if they endorse a Democrat, should they be shunned by the Republican Party and those people? Because that happened to Ed Pace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the sheep followed him.
Well, so so you know I'm talking about the sheriff.
The sheriff, the city council, I really like the sheriff, but I tell you, he came out and supported the Democrats, and he basically wanted the whole city council turned over in the Spokane Valley, and look what his influence did.
Right.
And it's sad because we had good conservatives on the council.
Yes. Mike Munch was a good man. I think he was a good leader. Caleb Collier. I liked all three of those guys that
Ed
lost.
Pace.
And Ed Pace, yes. Yeah, actually, Ed Pace was in here. He's been in here a couple of times. And so it breaks my heart to see somebody Ed Pace did it. And Ed Pace said, hey, I broke the cardinal rule. I endorsed a Democrat. And so is that conversation as a PCO going to bubble up in the Spokane Central Committee and amongst the GOP? Because I think the leaders in Spokane County need to start bubbling that up and going, hey, we've got to hold everybody to the same standard.
Yeah, but I talked to Ed Pace. I mean, people need to have conversations. If you want to know why somebody did something, and I definitely understand why he endorsed the Democrat for that race.
I understand
over the chamber and seeing the funding. And I totally agree what he did.
I understand. But there is, if you have a standard and you say, hey, if you do
you got to stick to the standard.
You got to stick to the standard. And so as a matter of fact, it came up, I think it was with Ed, and I will probably mention this after this break, or I will mention it some other point in time. But bottom line is that when you have somebody that says they're going to be on the high road, they're actually instantly taking the low road, because when they say, well, you're coming to me for an endorsement, when, you know, you're complaining about me endorsing other people, that means that you're really driving on the low road, because you end up endorsing other people. So anyway, we're out of time at this point, and so I want to thank you for coming in, and I'd love to have you back. As a matter of fact, I want you to become a regular.
Maybe when I make an announcement, I can come back.
Absolutely, and even before then.
This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you.
This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health.
This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, these conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and I am no longer with Tony. And there were a few things I kind of wanted to go into and cover prior to moving on. One of the things that I think is worth talking about, because I brought it up twice, is partisanship. And partisan, what is partisan, or what are parties? And if you understand what defines a party is defined by its platform. In other words, a party is something that stands for something. It's not just a Democrat or a Republican. It is all those things that are a part of its platform, which is what that party stands for. So it is impossible if you're a parent and you don't have, if you're religious upbringing is, you know, Buddhism and so forth, you're teaching your children karma. If you are a Christian, you're teaching your children, because that's a part of your platform. You have your own kind of party, your own morals and your code and ethics and so forth. And so those are your platforms of what makes you you and makes you the parenting that you are, the person in the workplace and so forth. It is impossible. And it is a lie and a big deceit to tell you that there is no such thing as a partisan position. There is definitely those platform issues that keep on coming in. And that's what has been biting Spokane and the rest of Washington by allowing the progressives to continually get seated. We've got to get organized. We've got to get together, like I've been saying. I want to take on a new topic, or I want to bring up something that's different. I know I've been talking about the unconstitutional powers of the departments and so forth, but there's this other thing out there. It's called the Corporation of the United States. If you're familiar with this concept that the United States has created all these different corporations and entities and sub-entities, this is just like the Department of Education, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Energy. It is an unconstitutional formed corporation. There is nowhere in the Constitution that the states delegated the ability for the general government to become a corporation in protecting itself and being able to sell you and American assets downriver, or I should say, to our enemies and to world leaders and so forth. And so I should say to world entities, sovereigns, whether they be the IMF or whomever. And so regardless of the evidence, all of this has been done strictly in violation to the Constitution. If you read the timeline of Judge Anna Von Rietz, the source documents do not support her assertions. And I'll just give you a couple of examples. Yes, if you look at her timeline and you just Google Anna Von Rietz timeline of corporations and she'll throw it out there. Britain did violate the Treaty of Ghent and what happens when you violate it. But if you start looking ahead in, 1787 and so forth, she basically starts saying that, the corporations were formed. There is nothing in the founding documents that are talking about the federal government taking on or having the ability ever anywhere of having the ability to create sub-corporations and so forth. If you want to understand, this whole problem, then you can get into it. But I'm just telling you, this is a distraction. I just want you to understand that when I get into these conversations and so forth, I typically use the Federalist Papers. And as a matter of fact, I will pull up one Federalist paper that was done by Madison that I believe is apropos for this, because what did Madison say in Federalist Paper number 43? A compact between independent sovereigns found on ordinary acts of legislative authority can pretend to no higher validity than a league or treaty between the parties. It is an established doctrine on the subject of treaties that all the articles are mutually conditions of each other, that a breach of any one article is a breach of the whole treaty, and that a breach committed by either of the parties absolves the other and authorizes them, if they please, to pronounce the compact violated and void. And that can be done at any point in time, especially if you never knew that these things were being done, these violations of what have you, and people were not doing anything, and we did nothing for 100 years, and that treaty is still standing. And a good example of that is the Treaty of the UN. We can easily void that because it has been violated. And so it's really important to understand these things. So all the while, as we're getting closer and closer to this global governance, and we are losing I will tell you, this fight and struggle, because we keep on sliding closer and closer to this socialism. The question is, can we allow this to happen, and can this happen? I believe so. I believe that these corporations is another threat to our sovereignty and to our nation. And this is why one of the big threats is the corporations, as well as our debt. Another big threat is our financial institutions and the fact that we no longer have a gold-backed currency. I'm trying to remember. There was an economist that actually published, and he identified, I think, 10 specific threats that we were facing. Anyway, if you're looking at these people that are myopic, and the reason I'm bringing this up is there was a corporation hypersensitive person that made a bunch of posts on my YouTube channel. And that's okay. I don't care if you're going to create objective comments. And their comments are still up there. It's just like the way this guy goes off, he's so myopic on corporations, and he's so fixated on becoming his own sovereign and so forth. Well, that's okay, but that's not a solution. As a matter of fact, if you're going down this path of creating your own sovereignty, then you're basically bailing out. You don't have a country, so where do you want to go? Because we're going to have to ship you there, because what we need here are U.S. citizens. And he's taking this path of every man for himself. And so if you're going to go down that path, you better be prepared to fight a lost war. And I call it a lost war because all things are not equal anymore. The preppers and everything, all these people that, are preparing for government to, come and descend upon us. If we don't stop them before that happens, things are not equal. They have the technology to send a bomb and hit your tail side from halfway around the world. And so you can't fight that. You can go hide, but you cannot stand and fight a resistance. You might be able to do a little bit of reactive skirmishes, but I will tell you, they will knock you out of the air like a fly swatter hitting a gnat. And so what's really important, and the only solution that will fix this, and the only solution that will save us from you having to prep and from you having to have to fight a war, is getting the states to step up and take their authority over the Constitution. Republic review is the only solution. And so that's why I'm working, my rodeos to talk about, I'm working with Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, North Dakota, and Kansas to get this thing started. If you look at the strategy, and I'm really running out of time here, I am not going down the path of what I talked about in my first book, trying to get 34 states. I only need to get one state to get this started. I've realized that we're just so divided as conservatives. And as far as what we have to do, the strategy that I lay out in my second book kind of covers it. But there are more opportunities than what I've written about. As I've discovered, there are different ways to surgically find and to pinpoint targets and to bring them to the knowledge. Because bottom line, as I've told people, I don't have to educate everybody. There is way too many people, and we don't have enough time to do that. So what I have to do is I have to educate the 5,445 state legislators in all these state capitals so that they understand their job and responsibility when the federal government tries to put aside the Constitution. I'm out of time. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic with your help, and I'll be back next week. Thank you so much.